Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God is a good God. He's a faithful God. Not only is he good, he's faithful. You know, you can have a good man, but is he faithful? Not always. Oh, praise God. Well, I got an envelope in here somewhere. Praise God. I tell you what, we're starting to see God do some amazing things. The world is getting all wound up. I got some things to share with you today. The Lord spoke to me this week. A challenge. It's going to be rough on some of you, but it'll be a good thing for you, I promise. But anyhow, so let's bless the tithe and offering, shall we? Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you and I praise you for this day. Lord God, I thank you, Father, that you are the King of kings, you're the Lord of lords. Father, and to you and to you alone do we give our tithe. Father, we do not give it unto man, we give it unto you, Father, to bless it, to press it down, to shake our containers over so that we have no more room to receive it, Father, but that your blessing spills out on those around us. Now, Father, I bless this according to your word in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, you may be seated and super kids are dismissed. We were just talking this morning how it looks so much like a river out there. We're going to try to throw our rods out and see if we can start catching trout in the parking lot. It's beautiful. I love it. Well, praise God. Let everybody get settled. Well, this week, as I was praying and asking the Lord what I should be talking on, what Lord has still got me on some things right now on current events. And as I was praying, the Lord spoke to my heart. He said these very simple words: do not remove the ancient landmarks your fathers have set. That's Proverbs chapter 22:28. We are seeing something happening in our country that is unprecedented, except in warfare. In warfare, how many of you remember when we got into Baghdad? And there's that big old statue of Saddam Hussein. Y'all remember the tank recovery crew that was it First Marines, backed up to that thing, ran that pole up there, and that Marine, that corporal, climbed up there and threw an American flag over Saddam's head. Y'all remember what happened to that statue, right? They pulled the puppy over. Well, it was a throw of a regime is what that was. What we're experiencing now is something totally different. Because what we're experiencing now, we don't worship. Listen, I don't worship any of my forefathers. It's nice to remember those who did something above and beyond. However, what started happening is we've forgotten. The reason that the Psalm or the proverb says that, do not remove the ancient landmark which your fathers have set. The ancient landmark was a boundary, a property line, if you will. See, and I believe this had more to do with everything about Jubilee. Every 50 years, you got your stuff back. Your land. If you lost your land to settle a debt, that guy had up to 50 years to make his money back on your property. More than likely, he kept you on as a help. You probably got to stay in your house, but it was considered part of your fee. So But in 50 years, you received what was yours back, and the property lines were marked so that they could not be crossed over. If farmers have an adjoining field, and they're divided by nothing but air, eventually somebody is going to drift left or right, correct? We know this happens. Because whether it's intentional or unintentional, it is still very difficult to keep going in a straight line when you've got half a mile to go. You have got to be so zoned in on whatever you focused on the end that you just don't move. So farmers put landmarks. This is the landmark. I lived on a property that we had this old, nasty walnut tree in the back. When the property was laid out, that walnut tree was the landmark. That was the far corner. Stupid, in my opinion, because the thing was dying. Many times you'll see these sandstone posts. They were corner posts in a field, but a lot of times they serve now as a landmark. If you can look down, yep, that's the property line, you'll find them. Today, when your property is surveyed, they have a piece of rebar with a cap on it. And it states who did it and all their licensing information and such. And that is now your landmark. It's in the ground. You have to find it. But back then, there were landmarks, things to let people know what to go by. See, if you're in a ship and you're on the ocean, you've only got one star that doesn't move, Polaris. And it can be seen everywhere. If you're in the woods, I mean, some of you probably, this is always kind of the old joke, you can tell the difference between a city boy and a country boy when you ask for directions. Country boy's like, yeah, you go down to the big oak with the possum in it, turn right, go down to the willow tree down by the creek, and then head that way till you get a bend. And if you don't know the terminology or what you're looking for, you have no idea. But to the country boy, he knows the landmarks. That's why it's dangerous to invade somebody in their own country without knowing the land. They know the back roads. They know everything about it. I remember years ago there was a police chase. When I say years ago, within the last 15, that involved the state patrol starting over in Knox County, and they came across Knox County through a bunch of back roads. Well, they hit my grandmother's road, Township Road 92. Township Road 92 has a curve that I cannot tell you how many people, I've literally seen the cars rolling through this guy's yard because it's a 90-degree turn, and it's gravel. And I ain't going to lie, I've Duke brothered it around that thing a couple times, but some of the other people tried it too, and they lost it. And the guy that they were chasing, he went flying around that thing, and guess what? He Duke brothered it. He knew the road. The patrolman didn't. He was able to keep going for a ways, and then they eventually were able to pin him in because County Road 22 bended off on both ends. So there was a fork. My point being, the landmarks. He knew where he was at. We need to know where we're at today. We need to know the Bible. I've been telling you. I'm not going to stop telling you. That's my goal in life. From this day forward is to be such a pain in your backside about getting in your word, knowing who your God is, knowing that things are happening and not for you not to worry about it. I had a dream the other night, and I told Angela, I said, I woke up and God gave me the interpretation of the dream. And he said, people are hearing, but they're not listening. I'm warning them, and people aren't taking it to heart. And in the dream, I was watching a meteor shower, asteroids hitting the earth. And I'm in the room telling people, we've got to get out of here. And everybody just kept right on, as in the days of Noah, just doing whatever. They just stood there. Until finally I grabbed some of them and threw them out of the room. But God is showing us the time is very short. We have got to know. What's happening right now in our society? One is a lack of discipline. We said no more will we discipline our children. You raised a whole generation of brats. And it's not just them. I'm going to put it that way. There's a lot of older folk in that mess too. A lot of my generation. However, when you, I saw a video of a lady trying to drive through down the road with her baby in the car. And there were some people that actually had some sense. They're like, get away, let her through. Some of them were, but then others just got up there and climbed on the hood of her car, and a guy came up and broke the back window where the baby was at. Woman did what she should have done before. She stepped on the accelerator, and you want to talk about the seas parting. People got out of her way. But there were people in the crowd saying, I can't believe they did that. What did you expect was going to happen? They don't know why they're actually upset. They really don't. They're just mad to be mad. Now, there's some things I'm going to share out of Proverbs again today, but they're not going to come up on your screen. But God is telling us these things that are being torn down, they're reminders of what was. Yes, Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. Yes, George Washington owned slaves. However, they also were instrumental in setting the foundations for this country. If you are going to look at anything in total objectivity, 1776, we declared our independence. Was it 18, actually 64, is when we actually abolished slavery. Not even 100 years. How long did it take England to do it? There are countries right now on this planet that still have slavery. See, we got our panties in a wad for nothing. This country has been progressive on eliminating stuff. Are you ever going to get rid of racism? Absolutely not. Because I'm going to tell you what. Okay, we'll all get along. All those whites, we're going to get along, right? Well, if I start asking you what your ethnicity is, oh, we're German, we're Scottish, we're Irish, we're British, we're this, we're that. I'm going to tell you right now, I know for a fact I'm a Heinz 57. My sister had her DNA done, and 2% of it came back from Morocco, North Africa. So I'm like, there you have it. The biggest part is Viking, but which I'm not certain what happened to the beard stuff or the stature. Yeah, somewhere along the line, I mean, all I see all these people are big Vikings. Seriously? The runt. But you see, there's always going to be something we can divide. Israel had the same issue. We're of the tribe of Judah. We're of the tribe of Levi. Remember Saul? I am the least. I'm the least. How many times do people say, I'm the least? Because they knew there was a hierarchy that even though God did not authorize it, there's a hierarchy that people put out on you. Well, I'm a Kennedy. Y'all need to respect me. I'm a Kennedy. Big whoop-de-ding-dong. The only difference between your granddaddy and my granddaddy is your granddaddy made more money moonshining than mine. Because that's where the Kennedy money came from. Moonshining, bootlegging, illegal stuff, and we hold them up as the royalty. Seriously. I'm not saying we go down and tear down all the Kennedys. No. Ultimately, I think I would have voted for John F. Kennedy based on what I've heard the man speak in his speeches and the things he stood for. I probably would have voted. However, things have changed. I don't think John F. Kennedy would have stood in his own party today. I don't, because they are not what he represented. And so what we're doing is we're forgetting about the past. I don't know how many people have said it over and over. I see it show up on Facebook, heard it throughout the years. Don't know who actually said it. But if we forget about the past, we're doomed to repeat it. We're not just forgetting about the past, folks. We're walking by it and burning it so that we don't have to know about it. Is slavery awful? Yes, it was. It's awful. I don't care if you white, black, purple, green, doesn't matter. Slavery is wrong. I read about the Irish who were enslaved by the British. Nobody brings that up, and the Irish definitely don't bring it up. Because the other side of my family's Irish. I ain't ever heard one of them talk about it. The other side's Scottish. So why are we worried about trying to forget about the past? I want to remember so I don't go back and repeat it. Do I see the exact same things that were happening in Nazi Germany? Absolutely. Only a fool does not see that. What is a fool? A fool is a person that sees the truth and denies it. We're eliminating all these things. Now, I'm going to hit this one thing right now so that everybody gets it out. I think I've said it before. It might offend a few people, but tough. You need to know the truth. The Confederate flag should never have been flown in the United States after the South lost. Well, it's my heritage. It is not. It was a battle flag. The stars and stripes beat the stars and bars. I don't care what the colors represent. I don't care that the cross... Listen, Hitler thought he was doing God's will. That tells you anything about it? By the way, my family's from West Virginia and further south. So there's a few of us in here who can claim heritage. But today, it has never represented anything other than the rebellious South. Now, I get why they seceded. They weren't going to be told by a federal government they couldn't do what they wanted to do. And they were going to get rid of slavery. So yes, ultimately, it was over slavery. But doesn't give us any right. It's a defeated battle flag. For me, you might as well be walking around here with the flag of Iraq. Or Japan. Yeah, let's go get the flag of Japan and wave it. No. In California, every time that they've taken pictures of a Mexican flag hanging above an American flag, I wished I was in California. I'd drop that sucker. Because this is America, not Mexico. Mexico, you lost. There was a battle for that. You lost. Suck it up, move on. I know I'm being mean. Mean times require mean people sometimes. I'm not mean, really. I just want people to understand, especially here in the body of Christ. Things are happening. They're happening at a fast rate. People are attacking the things they can attack because it's getting people's goats. On my Marine Vet page, somebody asked a question, says, all these people are doing all this. What are we doing to stop it? Now, mind you, there's like 50,000 members on that page, and not a one of them said I was there to stop it. I tell you why? Because the spirit of the Antichrist has been given power. Revelation says it. You can't say, well, the spirit of Antichrist, it's only going to open in this chapter and this verse is when it happened. That's just when he wrote it. The authority was given when the spirit of Antichrist was released. We have seen things happen right now in this country to bring it to its knees. Folks, we are a wounded country. We're divided racially, religiously now. Christians are next. Y'all paying attention to me? Christians and Jews are next. Practicing Jews. The Hollywood elite that wants to claim their Jewish heritage just for the fact that I'm a Jew, they're not the ones that are going to suffer. Because y'all noticed that the rioting stopped when it got to Beverly Hills. Why stop there, man? What, they got a Doberman Pinscher and a Rottweiler? Make sure you stop by the meat store and get a steak, and the dog's your best friend. Riot, picket. They ain't going to do it. It's going to be against those who are practicing serving God. I don't tell you this to scare you. I tell you this so you can prepare. You know, here's a little tidbit about sometimes in warfare, the battles, they're practiced. All these running around in the fields and stuff and shooting at things, it's practice. But the battle for Iwo Jima, a lot of people do not know this. All 70,000 Marines that were involved in that. That's a lot of Marines, just so y'all know. 70,000 Marines for 2 weeks practice attacking Iwo Jima before they even knew where they were going. They found an island close to Hawaii that had the same black sand, so they knew how to walk in it, how it was going to collapse on them. It was no surprise to them. The only thing that was a surprise is the Japanese weren't wailing on them as soon as they showed up. Lulled them to sleep a little bit. Then when they got their Amtrak stuck, their tank stuck, their Jeep stuck, and they couldn't dig foxholes, the Japanese opened up. Because there was all 20,000 of them still alive. But they practiced. They were prepared for it. The only thing they didn't prepare for was nobody shooting at them in the beginning. The enemy threw a curveball to them. Don't be waiting for the curveball. Practice. I don't know diddly squat about baseball. I mean, when I played school, somebody threw the ball and I hit it. If they threw me a curve, I had no idea because we weren't allowed to play overhand. We had to do it like that. You can hit those things all day long. Don't know how to have done a curve, but I'm sure you can hit one if you practice. You can hit anything you practice. Look at the Harlem Globetrotters. They don't even have to look at the hoop. Whoop. Practice. Saw a video of a guy with a big claw that picks up metal at a recycling yard. Pick up a basketball, flip it. Poosh. How long do you think that man practiced to pick up a basketball with claws and pitch it into a hoop? Hours. I hate to see his overtime slip. But in this world right now, we don't want to remember the past. Has the past been beautiful? Absolutely not. We forget the Trail of Tears. That's on us as a country. There's so much this country did do wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh yeah, we were perfect. Oh, absolutely not. But neither am I going to sit here and say, well, you know what, we're going to go back and I'm going to pay you. Trust me, there's no, my family was so poor, we were the slaves, working for the moonshine. But today, folks, we have got to start turning our face towards God. Nowhere did he say, I want you to focus in on what the devil is doing. Yeah, be observant. Keep your eyes on God. Remember Peter when he's walking on the water? What happened when he took his eyes off God? He paid attention to the storm, and his faith quickly left. If you're paying attention to what's going on around you right now, your faith is not going to hold. You know, when I joined the Marines, it was peacetime. Like, yay, love war, love peace, love peace. We love peace. That didn't last long. Just takes a dictator anywhere in the world and peace goes away. As everybody was immobilizing to get going, and you know, I started seeing, you know, I'd never seen an aircraft carrier until then. Saw the whole fleet, USS Midway battle group. Powerful. But when we take our eyes off of who our God is, who we are in our God, and who we're up against, the Bible says, I believe it's in Ezekiel, it says, is this the one who shook the world? Is this the one? Are you the one? Are you the pipsqueak? Seriously? We were afraid of you? It's like you being Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito is the one who's been ruining your life. You look at, seriously? God doesn't want us distracted by all the garbage that's happening. There's one thing, there's some things missing when we read about, as it was in the days of Noah. Jesus talked about this when the disciples asked, what will it be like in your return? He says, as it was in the days of Noah. Now, we know they were still giving in marriage. They were receiving in marriage. They were buying. They were selling. Business as usual, right? Right. There was one major difference. There were two men of righteousness. We only ever really read of the one because, well, the church decided if it didn't come into 66 books, we won't believe anything of history, even though our Bible references the book of Enoch. Enoch and Noah preached repentance. Both of them preached repentance. What did Elijah do? He's preaching repentance. Everybody wants to say, well, he called down fire from heaven. Why are you so worried about destruction? How about repentance? God desires mercy, not sacrifice. How about that? How about we remember that? These people go to hell forever. Why are we so rejoicing that they're going to go into utter darkness forever and ever and ever? We should be representing Christ, bringing peace to situations, but not being deceived by the enemy on where to stand. Here's the challenge. You on at home on Facebook too, because this involves primarily Facebook. 1 week, and trust me, I'm looking around, most of you in here, I'm your friend. Not one post of negativity about riots, about anything that's got people butt hurt in this country, even if they're butt hurt over being butt hurt, and me saying it. None of it. This week, if you feel the need to comment, you feel the need to write something, make it positive. Make it about God. Make it about love. Try it. Or you can just share something with your kids did. I love seeing that. I watched pictures of two little boys. I'm sure mama was nowhere nearby at that time. That's what little boys do. Try it. That's your challenge. Everybody at home, you see this as well. That's your challenge this week. You want to bring more you've got to be the positive side. Listen, if you understand anything about electricity, you can have negative, right? You can have all the negative in the world, but without the positive, ain't nothing happening. Or you can be positive in the world, but without something to for that to flow into, you have nothing. Yeah, there's always going to be a negative in this world. How about we be the light, the positive? How about we bring life to something instead of trying to complain about the governor? I don't like, yeah. We're not even going to get into it. I bless the man. I don't care what fair isn't going to happen. Sorry, I said it. It's out. Because it's not that important. Our nation right now is so divided. You can't go anywhere without getting stared. Do you got it? You got it? You got it? Government says 700 new cases per day. Do I believe the numbers? Not 100%. Because I know somebody works in a health department. And they said, numbers aren't adding up. What they're saying from Columbus and what's happening in the state is not real. The devil wants to stop us. You want an end time revival? It starts individually. I don't want churches holding hallelujah shouting matches. I want sinners coming to Jesus. I want fathers returning home to their children and their wives. I want people freed from drugs and addiction. That's the only revival I care about. So preachers on here, if you hear me, I don't care that you want to come preach in my church. We're going to have a shouting hallelujah match, lay hands of Holy Ghost and fire. I want repentance, and it starts in the heart, not rolling on the floor. I repented from my sins laying in a sleeping bag on the north end of an island, afraid I was going to die. That was revival. That revived me. And because of that repentance, I'm here today. And I just preached to y'all and to anybody at home. And the sad part for me is the people that they stayed home, and there's a few of them still on here. I know you're there. Hey, Pat, Brenda. By the way, Pat's doing good. Had a little pain the other day, but he's still taking it easy. But the number of people that just because the weather broke and they can get out, God doesn't mean anything anymore. What happened? What happened? We picked up our idols, put them back on our shelves. Well, Pastor, you've taught that Saturday really is the Sabbath. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This country and the Christians, because this is a Christian country, devil's running roughshod in it right now because, well, Christians are divided. Well, we allowed things to happen. We let ungodly men skirt the rules. Right now at the moment, listen, folks, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to see justice for a while. I just don't think we're going to see it. I have so many questions. Why is this person still walking around free? Why? How? How can this person be walking around free? How is this person dead? And this person is free. Their day is coming. Proverbs says, he who digs a hole will fall in his hole. He who pushes the stone will have the stone fall on him. That's paraphrased, but it's like chapter 23. Now, the reason I'm telling you all this, and the reason I threw the challenge out, was because of another proverb that says, where there is no wood, there is no fire. And I've said this time and time again in the last several weeks, if George Soros is indeed behind the Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and all the violence going on, and he's funding it, why is he not in jail? Why? That's illegal in our Constitution. You cannot do what they're doing, but they're doing it. And my point being on that, you cut off the head of the snake dies. We went after Hitler. If you stop contentions and strife, that's when peace starts coming back in. And I want you, because I can't control what your neighbors are putting on, what the news, again, be careful with the news. Get your news for a little bit. It's going to be the same 15 minutes in 15 minutes, okay? The ticker tape is not going to change for 2 hours. It's the same stuff no matter what channel you're watching. They repeat and they keep you going. We've got in another expert. You don't need 15 experts. What's happening is this country, chaos. Chaos is happening. Get your news, turn it off. If you spend a third of the time you spend listening to other people, reading your Bible, your life would be so much better. Yeah, I don't care. Listen to somebody. Get a little bit. But understand that when people are stirring strife, anybody ever jumped into a pond And you know, man, I don't care if there's been fish in it or not, but my brother-in-law's got this pond. It's 18 feet deep in the middle. When you jump off of that board, I've gone down to the bottom before, and it's dark and really cold. And we've gotten, and my boys will test this. When you get down there and you get your feet in that black mud, and you come up in that mud swirling around you and that odor, it smells like you just stepped in a dairy barn. It's like, oh, Lord, have mercy. What? It's just leaves. It's just leaves and sticks decaying. If you quit going to the bottom and stirring up the dookie, it doesn't smell like dookie anymore. And you can enjoy swimming in your clean pond. But there's dookie in the bottom of everybody's pond. Would you feel better if I said dung so I'd be biblically correct? I just wonder what the people thought when Jesus started talking about poop. That's what he did. But I want you to start finding the peace in God. There's so much garbage going on. It's trying to push God out of your life so that you're focused. I've told you before that when the whole Operation Iraqi Freedom and all this stuff started happening, and even during the Gulf War, my grandfather sat glued to the TV, CNN. It was never on anything different. He sat there twisted up in knots worrying because I was in during Desert Storm and my brothers were in during Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. So he just sat there and he was constantly cranked up and twisted about this. It's like, turn it off. They haven't told you anything new and they're not going to tell you anything new for another 4 hours because they've got you where they want you. Worried. Worried sick. My grandmother, she couldn't handle it. She stayed in the kitchen. Because when I enlisted, she got mad at my mama. I disappeared and she about disowned my mother. That's something I did. Because she lost her brother in Vietnam. So she lived through the loss. She knew what it does. She hated it. So she tried to stay out of it as much as human. She found anything else. Go garage sale. I mean, she went hunting for teddy bears. She had a room that was actually two bedrooms made into one, full of teddy bears. Then to find out she really didn't care for teddy bears. But we're taking our sights off of God and putting it on the wrong things. Troubles. Yeah. The cares, the troubles of this world are always going to be here. You're always going to have them. Jesus said, you're always going to have them. In other words, don't fret. Don't worry about it. What's going on? You trust God and have faith in God that wherever you go, wherever your family goes, your children goes, your grandchildren, whatever it is they go to do, you need to know the God that pulled Peter out of the water. That when he failed, God reached down there and pulled him out. Peter was not harmed. Little embarrassed. Everybody's pride could take a good hit from now on in, couldn't it? I've come to learn that if I can't laugh at myself, because I do a lot of stupid things. A lot. I've just gotten a little older and just a little bit wiser on the stupid things. Try not to do as many of them as I used to. y'all know the song from Alice Cooper called 18. I'm 18 and I like it. I'm a boy and I'm a man. That's actually closer to 50 in my book. I'm like, I'm 50 and I like it. I'm a boy and I'm a man. I'm torn. I want to do the stupid things, but my body says, are you nuts? This is not going to go well for you. I see my boys doing things. I'm like,
Dad wants to join in.
Oh, wait a minute. Dad better not. Not if he wants to walk tomorrow. We've got to start using our heads. God gave us a brain to use. And when our brain starts running wild, we need to bring it into obedience. Romans chapter 12, I believe verse 2 says, cast down all imaginations. All imaginations. Where do imaginations start, folks? Right between your ears. Cast them down when they exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is, He's still in charge. Ain't nothing happening He didn't already know. God knew what was going to happen. That's why we have the book of Revelation. That's why we have Isaiah and Ezekiel and even Daniel. God knew all this stuff was going to happen. But we've just got to make sure that we're not losing sight. Because if we're focused on us, we're forgetting about what we're called to do. I give you this example. Was it in 2010, Jesse, when we were down at Smith Creek? I believe it was 2010. Were you a freshman? Where's Joshua? He's not in here. Georgia. 2009. It was 10. 11? Okay. Yeah. Whatever year it was. Jesse and I decided to go to this little creek. It's called Smith Creek. It runs out of this lake. And there's places that things only about that deep. And then where we started in at, it was about that wide. I'm like, what are they talking about? This is a great place to trout fish. I'm like, man, I got ditches in around my house bigger than this. But we kept going on. And then we got up to where the rocks and all where the big deeper water was at and faster water. And we saw the people fishing. Well, next day, Jesse and I said, we're going to get up early and we're going to be out there fishing. Jesse and I are out there. We got our poles. We got some trout on the stringer over there on the shore, and we're standing up the water about just over our knees fishing, and then we hear, I said, Jesse, did you hear that? He's like, yep. I said, if you hear me say run, you go the opposite way, I'm getting a stringer, throwing it to the bear, and we're going to run. We're in the water, man. The bear's between us and the fish. We never did see him. He was in the trees. But you know what we did at that point? We kept fishing. The bear went away. Wasn't nothing we could do about it. He wanted to fish. He didn't want to eat us. As long as we didn't try to take the fish, if he got there, no problems. I wasn't going to fight him for him anyhow. But by not taking our focus off what we were doing, we caught a few more. We were able to bring something home. We had them for dinner. If we take the time to keep focusing on God, no matter what the devil is doing, it's not being stupid of where he's at. Bible says not to be ignorant of any of his devices. That means his ways. You need to know how the devil operates. So many people, I got to get into the cultist. I just got to wrap my mind around it. No, you don't. Skippy, stop where you're at. There's head knowledge and then there's too much knowledge. Because you get to realizing, oh man, I can go to that side. I can go to the dark side and have that power. We're not called. There's so much stuff about the spiritual world people don't want to know. And there's things that I hear other people that are even further beyond what I'm like, I really don't want to know. Y'all can just keep that. That doesn't affect my day-to-day living. It doesn't stop me from being an effective Christian. And it does not stop me from doing the will of God in my life. If what you're saying is true, praise God, that's cool. But if it's not, you're a goofball. That's just all there is to it. Looks like a goofball, smells like a goofball, acts like a goofball, must be a goofball. And part of my problem is when we start focusing on that stuff and we get away from God. We quit teaching Jesus. We quit preaching repentance and the love of God. When we're preaching, what happened? How many of y'all remember what happened after 9/11? How many preachers do you know the whole sermon for a month or two was about Islam. Islam's been around for how long? It's always been here. Suddenly, we're going to preach about it because they blew up some buildings. It's evil. Duh. It's not a religion of peace. Christians even got to the point where they were creating Quran scriptures to prove the United States was called to bring down Islam. That never existed. By the way, I have a copy of the Quran. No, I don't read it. I bought it for the references. I started seeing it doesn't even exist. Where they're trying to quote doesn't exist. Why were Christians twisting other information? We're not called to twist the truth, even if it's in our benefit. It benefits God. God's not a liar. You are, sir. But we focused on the evil instead of focusing on repentance. And there was a great surge in the body of Christ right after that, right? If you were in church, you knew it. You saw it. Churches got full. But people began focusing on the evil that was about instead of the good that is God. And if we quit preaching about the good that is our God, the God that we know, the God that, you know, we've been trying to figure out all this debt stuff in our life, haven't we? We got debt strategy, we got debt preachers, we got this preacher, we got this person teaching on this, this financial guru. God had it. Right there. Said, if at all possible, don't borrow. You're going to be a servant. Because you're going to work, 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 work. You know the saying, I owe, it's off to work I go. Right? These people were primarily agrarian, so they were agricultural. And their land meant everything. And if they lost it, they were now servants to the person who they owed the money to until the year of Jubilee. And trust me, nobody's going to loan you any money the year before Jubilee. They ain't getting their money back. It's not a wise. 20 years before, yeah, they'll get their money back. But their debts were canceled. And people kept going right back and doing the same thing. But it was their own stupid fault. It was not God's fault. God said, we set the boundaries. This is your land. This is your inheritance for you and your children. Each tribe had their own section of Israel. Caleb, as we know, had a whole mountain. And probably the region that went with it. So God had his way. But instead of focusing on God's way, which I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, the number one way, one, is tithe. He said, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. Two, be a wise servant of your money, or wise, be prudent with your money, spend it wisely. Steward, yes, that's a word, not servant. Some of us are servants to our money. Be a wise steward. Two very easy things. Watch what God will do. Watch what God will do. I want this, I want that. You know, I know people that have got money out the running out their ears. They have absolutely no peace. I'm the guy that, you know, I'd rather live in an old log cabin up on the side of the mountain and not have a dime, but have my peace, than to have all the money in the world and be so worried about I'm going to lose it. I came into this world with nothing. Matter of fact, I tried to back my way into this world from what I was told. My oldest son did the same thing. I'm going to show the world my best side. Hello! Except back then, Mama said they just stuck me back up in there and spun me around and like, okay. Good thing I was a small baby. But folks, if we're going to get wound up about anything, we better start getting wound up about the goodness of God. People aren't going to come. It's God's kindness that leads us to repentance, folks, not his wrath. We want to focus on God's going to bring judgment to this world. It's coming. It was judged when Jesus showed up. Did anybody miss that? He said, this world is judged because I am here now. It was judged 2,000 years ago. What's going to happen? I don't know. I don't think we won't be part of the judgment. God got Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah before he judged it. He always got the godly people out before judgment, the righteous. And I will tell you this. He said, I will not destroy it again with water. Next time he said, I'm going to burn it. Burning is the only thing that purifies. It is. That's why forestry services let wildfires go in the national forest. It cleans up the undergrowth and brings new life. We're afraid of that fire, though. We're afraid of anything burning. Well, you'll see just what I don't have to offer. Well, it's all the garbage that you've been using as protection that gives life. They keep talking about this super volcano. I don't know if you've been paying attention in the news. Yosemite, the whole park is a volcano. And it's a super volcano. Yeah, I know. You're saying, Pastor, you're about to tell me something's going to get me to worry. And if you're worried about it, then can you change it? Let me tell you about the power of a super volcano. It is the equivalent of 100,000 Hiroshima bombs. Mount St. Helens was the equivalent of 1,600. It is more powerful, so much more powerful. The Tsar Bomba was rated at 50 megatons. The Hiroshima bomb was 24. The power that that thing has building up, yeah, it's not good for the world. Well, Pastor, I just don't know. You're talking about all this judgment. Yeah, the Bible says it's coming. He also says there's other things going to happen. There's a church that's leaving. There's a bride that's leaving. Well, God wouldn't do that. Can you imagine being Noah in the ark? I used to have his record when I was learning we got saved, and it was about the Bible. And they played sounds, and it was you'd flip through it, and it'd have all the pages, and it'd have pictures. And there's rain coming down. And on the record, they played people beating on the door. I ain't gonna lie, as an 8-year-old boy, that's a little disturbing. But I get it now. They didn't want to hear what the man of righteousness had to say until it was too late. You got loved ones, you'd better be telling them. There, don't listen to any prophet that says it's going to happen such and such, such, such a time. Listen, if God so wills, it's happening this afternoon. The body of Christ goes. Yeah. Which, by the way, I heard somebody talking about that. That's the Word. It's people that actually get in the Word. They know who God is. They were prepared. They were able to stand within the midnight hour. I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. And having done all to stand, you stand. That makes a little more sense to me. You dig every bit of the Word of God. Doesn't mean doubt's not coming. Doesn't mean questions aren't coming. It just means you grit your teeth and you go even further. You trust what the people of God that are telling you, warning you, are saying. And in this hour, ladies and gentlemen, God is saying, buckle up. Get ready. Stand up, buckle up, and shuffle to the door. Because the next stop is jumping out of the plane. And you're going into war. We are ready. I'm ready. My question to you, not a question. Don't worry. Spend some time in your word. Get your Bible. Open it up. If you don't have a Strong's Concordance, we got a couple in the library you can check out. If you need to start studying things, go buy one. I think you can even get to it online. I think BibleGateway.com maybe even has one on there. I use that a lot for references. Get in your Bible and study it. Don't worry about studying the prophecies. Listen, folks, if God had wanted us to live our lives according to a prophecy, he'd have just told us flat out, this is what's going to happen. But he gave it in a prophetic form so that we could actually focus on the things he said straight up. Love your neighbor. Do good to those who spitefully use you. Beatitudes are a great place to start. Read John, jump over to Matthew chapter 5. You learn how to pray. Exalt your heavenly Father. You thank him for the things he's given you. You ask God to forgive you of your sins, and then according to how you've forgiven others of their sins. Think about that for a second. Well, the Vietnam vets in here know what I'm about to say. Forgive Jane Fonda. Forgive her. Let her go. She's not controlling. It didn't affect her life in the negative one bit, but how many Vietnam vets are bound because of what she said and did? Well, I can go on my Marine vet site and show you all of them. I'll never forgive. Then your sins are not forgiven. If we don't start forgiving, well, I'm not going to forgive him of that little bit. They lied to me. No. You forgive them. Don't trust them. Huge difference. You lie to me, you lost my trust, not my love. Forgive. All right, I'm done. So I want everybody, but I do. I throw the challenge out there. And if you're in this body, I'm watching. I don't want to see negative garbage on your Facebook. You're not exalting God. You're exalting the God of this world. And by the way, some of the stuff is from back from March and April. Don't you think we got enough garbage going right now to be dealing with without digging up stuff from 3 months ago? Well, it's not settled, and it's not going to be settled. I don't want to make this prediction, but I told Angela, and I'll say it, I do not believe Hillary will stand accountable. Hillary will not stand accountable in September. Don't know what's going to happen, but I do not believe she's going to stand accountable. She should never have been exonerated or this long. It should never have gone. What happened in Benghazi, I don't know, but I do know that there are times that our troops have been told, you're on your own. My gunny told me that at one time. He said, you get caught, you're on your own. You did this by yourself. You told me to do it! It don't matter. I'll deny everything. But if I disobeyed him, I didn't get caught. You just got to be good. Be swift, silent. All right, let's stand. Yeah, sneaky does help. I ain't going to lie, when the Japanese police, the light went across the top of the of the windows, and I'm in a fenced-in yard, that's not comfortable. I could outrun my roommate. That was no problem. That's all that mattered. I didn't have to outrun them. I just had to outrun him. Yeah. I want everybody to remember, God loves you. And if we're going to be an example of love to other people, they should know it. They should sense it. They should feel his love. Not our hatred, not our disrespect. Respect other people. Well, I don't agree with their lifestyle. I'm not going to give them any respect. Come here, there, sir, religious a lot. I'm going to smack you. Yeah, we'll talk about using some wisdom on some things. Maybe that's what God will open up the door for me. And if you ever really need, you want to start a reading habit, start Proverbs chapter 1. It's great. And then when you get to the end of the month, start over. There are so many subjects in there that he hit on. There's a reason why he was the wealthiest king ever and the wisest. All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And now, Father, we present ourselves as open books. Write in us, Lord, your word, that we may not sin against you, Father. That we may find our peace in you. Father, that we may know who you are and that the world may know who you are. Father, that they may see the God of love, the God of mercy. Father, for right now, all they see is a God of judgment. Lord, we know judgment will come. But you desire mercy and not that sacrifice. Father, help us all to be lights to our families, to lead those who do not know you to Jesus. Father, put the seed, put the people that are ready for the harvest right now to be harvested. Bring them into us, Lord, that we may harvest them into your kingdom. Now, Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the power that it has in changing us, Father, in revealing who you are and for bringing us peace in troubled times. And now, Lord, I thank you for these people. Father, I know many people in here are different levels in their faith. Father, I pray you strengthen them all. Father, grow them. Grow them as that mighty tree by the water, Father, that will not dry up. It'll continue to produce fruit. It'll continue to produce life. In Jesus' name, amen.